And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, sinners, but sinners saved. Plus, we're going to look lightly at the tragedy of fallen Christian leaders and then ask this question, and this is a big key. Can the message be better than the messenger? Can the message be better than the messenger? And then we'll close it out with this. The Lord does not forget.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. You know, that's what my mom would say to me. I'd come home from school, and she'd say, "You do your homework?" And I went, "No." And then she said, "Did you take care of the dog?" I'd say, "No." And she said, "Do you clean your room?" And I said, "No." And then she'd go, "Oy vey." That was my life. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for a conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-PRAISE AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News. Down, breaking up is hard
to do. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The 115th Congress is officially underway with the swearing-in of the new senators.
Do you solemnly swear in the...
Vice President Joe Biden did the honors of swearing in the new senators and welcoming back the old.
Congratulations.
In all, there are seven new U.S. senators, with Republicans remaining in the majority and Senator Mitch McConnell continuing as the majority leader.
Mr. President, I'm pleased to welcome back familiar faces and express warm greetings to new members.
Senator McConnell said the Senate has a lot of work ahead, but in the meantime, he urged new members to celebrate the rich tradition of this first day of the new session. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Meanwhile, the House won't be gutting the Office of Congressional Ethics after all.
The about-face came even before Congress convened for the new session. It followed a huge public outcry, not only from Democrats, but a tweet from President-elect Trump questioning the timing of the move and suggesting there were more important things to worry about. GOP leaders scrambled to contain the damage and scheduled an emergency meeting where lawmakers voted to undo the change.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Ford is canceling plans to build a new $1.6 billion factory in Mexico and will invest $700 million in a Flat Rock, Michigan plant to build new electric and autonomous vehicles. Ford CEO Mark Fields.
Make no mistake about it. Ford is a global automaker. But our home, and our home is right here in the United States.
Among the new vehicles it will make are a fully electric small SUV with 300 miles of range. President-elect Donald Trump has been pressuring automakers, including Ford and General Motors, to keep jobs in the United States. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 119 points. The Nasdaq rose 46. The S&P advanced 19. Oil down to $52.33 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com promo code SHUTTERS for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com, an excellent way to do that. We're going to start off this show by hoping, praying, desiring that everybody had a decent Christmas, decent New Year. We're now getting ready to face 2017. For those that didn't get a chance to hear the very last teaching that I did, I think it was on the 29th, that's probably a good one to listen to just encourage you for going forward and not getting stuck in the past. In fact, the next hour, we're going to cover the different time zones for believers, which is kind of cool. Like what different time zones? Yes, there are different time zones. Before we get to that, we've got other stuff we need to cover, other stuff we need to take care of, not the least of which is our profoundly appreciative acknowledgement of our sponsors who are getting a new name called Spoonsers instead of Sponsors. You like that? Spoonsers. Okay. I sent that off to the GM. He hasn't talked to me since I sent that note to him at all. It's been about 10 days. Anyway, so we'll see how that goes. One of our sponsors, Excalibur Roofing. Our very, very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Pretty simple. If you've got anything going on in the roof land, roof world, roof universe, roof USA, they will help you with your roof. If there's a problem with the waterproofing, new construction, old roof replacements, repairs, it doesn't matter. Excalibur Roofing can help you in your situation. By the way, their estimates are free, so you know what you're getting into before you get into it. And their work is excellent, and their reputation is sterling. Let's see, free, excellent, and sterling. Those are three decent adjectives, aren't they? For, you know, right? Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you, ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website, 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. This could be the year that you need a little roof work. Get it done right. Get it done by Excalibur Roofing. You will not be disappointed in engaging with them, neither from a work point of view or a fellowship point of view. All right. Other things to mention just briefly. Don't forget about our mobile app. We have a mobile app that is for the iPhone, a mobile app that is for the Android, and the new mobile app that is for the invisible phone that you can only get if you hold your hand out during 2 to 4 p.m. during the show. Now, the thing to remember about the mobile phone, see, you put your hand up and then you dropped it and you broke it.
It's really light.
Okay? All right. You're thinking, what? Where are we going this year? Great question. Here's a couple things I do know about the year that's up and coming. Going to be doing a lot of discussion about forgiveness. Because forgiveness seems to be, to some degree, not just in the realm of understanding our connection with God, but it also seems to be in the realm of spiritual warfare, because the enemy uses the lack of forgiveness to help create bitterness in our hearts. And therein lies a problem. So we're going to deal with that and a few other kind of, I think, some kind of cool things. We'll get to it. But I do want to start off doing something. And I don't, do we have a sound on this, the first one? We don't have a sound on the first one. All right. The first DDD I want to cover, it's called Sinners, But Sinners Saved. Sinners, But Sinners Saved. All right. Let me start off. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 through 16. Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. This is the Apostle Paul talking as he's penning that first epistle, which is a letter to his protege in the faith, Timothy, and he's writing him, and he's telling him, you know, I mean, Jesus came to save sinners. I'm the worst. And there is not a single Christian I have met that doesn't think from time to time that they're the worst, that the Lord has given you such grace, such mercy, such kindness, answered so many prayers, given you such a favorable life in so many ways. And when you do something wrong, you're thinking, I can't believe I blew it. And you're just really disappointed. Does this have to do with salvation? Is Paul not saved? No, of course he's saved. But it does have to do with our engagement and reflection of Jesus Christ and whether or not we're overcoming sin or letting sin overcome us. The reality is that through Jesus, we have already overcome the power of sin. The unfortunate element is a lot of us don't use that position that we're in. We just go, that's nice, and then just move on. Romans chapter 7, verse 15 through 18. Here's another thing that Paul wrote. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do that. But what I hate, that's what I'm doing. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it's sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Paul, recognizing the distinction between walking in the sinful nature and walking in the new nature, and we have been born again, we have a new nature and have that opportunity to walk in that, though again, many of us choose poorly not to do so. And just to finalize this, in case somebody kind of loses their mind real quickly, 1 John 1:8 says this, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The problem is not whether you and I have struggles with sin. Scripture is complete all the way through. Even from the beginnings of the teachings of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount, all the way through to the Romans Declaration and the Galatians Declaration, all the way through Scripture, all the way through James, all the way through Hebrews, that we struggle and have times we have a real warfare going on with sin that's in our flesh, that's in our old nature. And we're sinners. But we're sinners saved. And you have to understand that difference. You may struggle with sin, but your position with the Lord has been justified through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he didn't just die for some of your sins. He died for all of your sins. And while God is working out in you for you to look like Jesus, that's that sanctification process, that other element in salvation we talk about. You're still positionally okay, but practically, you gotta get to the reflection of Jesus Christ. And a lot of us, I'm going to say it, I'm going to get a little bit of flack. It's okay. A lot of us, it's just too easy. It's just too often that we visit the old neighborhood. Just too easy. You ever wondered whenever you do kind of walk in your old ways, it's just as bad as it ever was? It's like, yeah, it's like nothing changed. Well, that's the old you. You didn't stop. which has not been fully eradicated, I should say. And it's important for us to understand that we're sinners, but sinners saved. You're saved if you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, that God the Father provided Jesus Christ as the propitiation, the sacrifice, the substitute for your sins, and you recognize God's testimony, submit to God's testimony, yield to God's testimony, and ask the Lord to be King and Savior and Lord of your life, you're in that justification place. That's it. But now God is going to hammer out in you practically what he's made you do judicially, and he's going to make you reflect Jesus Christ glory by glory, the Bible says, step by step. You're sinners, but you're sinners saved. But I want you to not miss the point of this communication. When we come back, I want to deal with the reality that even though many are saved, as you have seen over the last 25 years in Christianity, or 30 years, many of our leaders in the church and otherwise have fallen. And I want to talk about the tragedy of fallen Christian leadership when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, rubber ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I got it done that time, right? I went through the whole thing. All right. Reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget about the David Spoon Experience on Facebook and hisappointment.com. Hisappointment.com. Get a chance if you're trying to figure out why did that happen. The book was written for people that are going around looking at God going, why did that happen? I know that feeling well, but also went through a lot of experiences too. Theology at the same time to kind of put that together in as neat a package as I could. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Sam. Sam the man. Man, if you've got an issue with real estate, send them to Sam. I love that. Send them to Sam. You can almost say that like that one character. Send them to Sam. You know, it's like, here's the idea. Sam Rasul has been doing real estate for over 20 years. One of the top agents in the country. Want to keep it really simple? This is a guy that if you list your house with him and it needs fix up, he will front that money until your house is sold, take the money back out at the close of escrow, not charge you a penny. It's like, really? He takes 25% of his gross commission, not his net commission, his gross commission, and gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you want. If you want, he'll come to your house, walk you through the house, he'll do the comparables, he'll check out the tender, loving care value, the blood, sweat, and tears value. Then he'll give you a price. If you don't like it, you don't have to use Sam. You can still use the price. That is his level of commitment to doing the best that can be done. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Many reasons to do it, but the easiest is, how easy is that URL? Thinksam.com. Go check it out. See what Sam's offering. See if there's somebody that either you or somebody you know looking to rent, looking to buy, looking to do anything, but you just don't know where to start or who to talk to. You think, well, can Sam help on all those things? He knows all the finance people. Yeah. That's what he does. He does it for a living. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, thinksam.com. Let him know that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. He'd appreciate that. So would I. All right, this part's not going to be easy. And I already explained a little bit to talk about Todd why it's not going to be easy because of where we're going with it. So I just spent a little bit of time talking about the fact that we're sinners, but we're sinners saved. I mean, let's get it straight. I mean, in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, there is salvation. But that doesn't mean that we don't fight with sin. I mean, a large portion of the New Testament has to do with our struggle against sin. There's not a single book you can point to in the New Testament that doesn't illustrate that. 27 books, 260 chapters talking about the same thing here. And so what I want people to catch is that it is a reality that sometimes people get caught up in sin. It happens. It's a reality. And so we've had in our church lives, if you've been a Christian for maybe more than 2 years, maybe you've been a Christian for 5 years, possibly 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 or some even more like 50. And you know that leaders throughout the church in different places, in churches and televangelists and all these different elements, in some of the mega churches, they've fallen. Many of them have fallen in either sexual sin or some type of substance abuse, but they have fallen. That's just the reality that they have, you know, for some of them, served for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and then some kind of breakdown took place. And then they fall off the rails. And I know what a lot of people think. Well, that invalidates their ministry. And if you said that, you and Jesus don't agree. Ooh, I don't know. Disagreeing with Jesus doesn't seem like a good idea. And you're sitting there saying to me, how can you say it doesn't invalidate their ministry? Because Peter was with Jesus for 3+ years doing ministry after ministry after ministry, recorded moments of powerful ministry, advancing the gospel, and towards the end, before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, Peter straight out denied Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus Christ, acknowledging Jesus Christ 3 times. But that didn't invalidate all that Peter had done the prior 3 years, and it didn't stop Jesus from using him over the next 15 years to build the New Testament church. And that's how you can say something like that. Because the idea that some of our leaders have fallen, in some regards, I would agree with many believers who are like, you know, some of those guys and some of those gals were, you know, they were kind of cheating and they were kind of working a system and it wasn't real. I got no problem with that. I got no problem with fake leaders. I think it's terrible. People that do, you know, better in the limelight than they do in the Lord's light, so to speak. I recognize that. But I also recognize that there's going to be some of those people that did tremendous work, worked really hard, labored hard, prayed hard, and fell. And they're not to be kicked to the curb to such the point where you cannot recognize them as a brother or a sister, especially if they're genuinely sorry, genuinely repentive, genuinely coming forward before the Lord seeking that redemptive element. Maybe they'll never return to ministry and maybe they'll never return to the limelight, but that doesn't mean they're not saved, and you better be careful before you drop that tag on them. Don't tell me you're so smart, you know everything better. Come on, you can't do that. That's the Lord's call. That's the Lord's call. You don't determine whether anybody is eternally saved ever. You present it and God declares it and that's it. So you look at somebody like Peter, you think, but Dave, it wasn't, you know, moral failure. You're right, it wasn't moral failure when King David had somebody assassinated so he could make love to his wife and then lie about it. Oh wait, but then God still kept him in the position. You know, it's like you got to be careful what you say. The reality is that there is forgiveness, there is redemption, there is grace, there is mercy. Now, does that mean that everybody gets to go untouched or there's no judgment? No, doesn't mean that at all. But the church is pretty good at kicking people to the curb. It's like, that's not what we want to be doing, is it? And when somebody falls, I had somebody say this to me, somebody in the big church leadership fell and they were like, well, I'm glad. And I said, well, then don't read Proverbs 24, 17, and 18, which says, do not gloat when your enemy falls, when they stumble, do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove. It's like, nah, some things you don't do. And here, how about this in Romans 14, 4, one of my faves. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, that servant will stand or fall, and they will stand. The Lord's able to make them stand. Now, does that mean there's not going to be trouble for them? No, there'll be trouble. But I think the church has not done the best job at saying there's still mercy for these people. They might not be in those same leadership positions, but they still get to have that communion and relationship with the Lord. That's what redemption is. It's not a one-time shot, one and done. Oh, you blew it a second time. You're out. You're out of the kingdom. Get out. Get out of the church. It's like, come on. We got to do better than that. To that end, that is all leading up to something else I'm going to say, which most people will not like. I remember talking to the original general manager I met here and bringing up this one particular point. He didn't like it either, but doesn't mean it's not in Scripture. And that's this. Here's a simple question that I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask an answer for. And if you can define it beyond what Scripture says, I'll be impressed. It's very simple. Can the message be better than the man or the woman? Or is the message of the kingdom of God, can it only live up to who the people are and what they walk in? Because that's what I want to cover when we get back. Is the message or can the message be better than the messenger? And the reason I'm bringing that up is because there's times in your life where you've been a messenger from God and you know what? You've fallen, but that doesn't mean you're done. And that's what I want to talk about, which some really cool examples as well. All right, folks, here's what I want you to catch. Think this through. I want you to challenge yourself in the thought process. Is there redemption once you've been redeemed? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
For your love. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors.
I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Prostitution by minors is now legal in California. You heard right. It's just another misguided idea out of the liberal California legislature. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. SB 1322 bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18 for soliciting or engaging in prostitution or loitering with the intent to do so. That means teenage girls and boys in California are now free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. This terribly destructive legislation was written and passed by the progressive Democrats who control California's state government with a two-thirds supermajority. They are sincere in their belief that decriminalizing underage prostitution is good public policy that will help victims of sex trafficking. But as Travis Allen of the Washington Examiner points out, unfortunately, the reality is that the legalization of underage prostitution suffers from the fatal defect endemic to progressive left policymaking. It ignores experience, common sense, and most of all, human nature, especially its darker side. Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley, a national leader on human trafficking issues, told the media, "It just opens the door for traffickers to use these kids to commit crimes and exploit them even worse." Another prosecutor insightfully observed that if traffickers wrote legislation to protect themselves, it would read like SB 1322. How would you describe your health care? Well, the word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Boy, we've been getting into it, huh? We do not play around. We get right into the heart of things. At least we try to the best we can. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. Now, I did call Steve, couldn't get back to him today, and then he called me, left me a message. So, Steve, if you're listening, I promise I'll call you tomorrow. It's the easiest way to do that. For those that are unaware, one of the great things about Whitefields Ministries, which, by the way, they can be found at whitefields.org, is they are supporting rural pastors who are planting churches all over the world, even in places that would not necessarily be safe to plant churches. And they're advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ and taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. And you can participate with that, not just through prayer, but also with financial contributions. It's just that simple. Talking about a nonprofit group that's committed to advancing the gospel, teaching and educating rural pastors, helping provide clean drinking water when they can, and networking different ministries together. You'll want to check them out and see if there's that great connection. They've been with us for years. We love them. Steve's a great guy. Coral's a fantastic woman. These are great people. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields comes out of the Gospel of John chapter 4. Next time Steve's in, we're going to have him explain it at very deep levels what that means. And we encourage you to call. By the way, if you do call, you'll probably talk to Brenda. And their number there, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Again, whitefields.org. And if you're looking for testimonies from pastors or different people sharing different things that have taken place, the ministry has led hundreds and thousands of people to Christ and have had miraculous after miraculous stories. And if you're just looking to get encouraged, just go there. Read some of the testimonies. It's a good uplifter. Gets you out of your own little universe for a little while and helps you recognize there's a big kingdom going on, even if you can't always see it right in front of you. Okay? All right. Good friend. Glad that they are well and had a good New Year's. Okay, let's get into the next segment. So we were talking about sinners and being sinners saved, and we were talking in the last segment about the tragedy of fallen leaders and where that kind of puts people at. And there's a mindset that somebody thinks, well, if this person coordinated ministry for 20 years, and in that 20 years they helped you learn how to read your Bible and understand fellowship and grow in your relationship with the Lord, and then at some point they have a break, a falling away from, or a moral drop, does that invalidate the years that they spent, you know, working with you and everybody else? Does it invalidate all the different things that they did accomplish that were positive or promoting in the kingdom? And the real answer to that is no, it doesn't invalidate it. It does mean their position's going to likely change. It does mean their level of influence is going to likely change. But before you get too high and mighty, and I'll say it as nice as I can, God uses all kinds of peoples and things to get his stuff done. So if he uses a Christian and then after so many years they have a falling away, it doesn't invalidate the good things they were doing prior. And somebody might say, well, I'd like to quote you Ezekiel. Believe me, I'm in the middle of Ezekiel in a study. I'm going to quote you back Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 through 11, which is the New Testament approach to this, but we'll do that in the next segment. Here's what I want you to get. This is the noodle cooker. You know what a noodle cooker is? I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but a noodle cooker cooks noodles. That's what it does. So it's not, you know, this isn't rocket science. You know, it's noodle cooking. I mean, it's like, okay. So when you have a noodle cooker, it means that there's something in Scripture you read and you go, huh? Because it's so unbelievable, right? Huh, I'm glad you asked me to bring up the noodle cooker for this segment so I could do that for you. This comes out of Philippians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. So I just want to make sure everybody knows New Testament, Philippians 1, 15 through 18. Here's what it says. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, and supposing they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. Verse 18. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. That's what we call a noodle cooker. Can I make something very clear for you? I know there have been great men and women of God who have shared and taught for years and years. And one of the great messages is that our lives needs to live to a certain level. And I am not disagreeing at all that there needs to be a constant striving upwards to reflect Jesus Christ. Here's where you're going to have a problem. You are not going to find one human being on this planet except for Jesus Christ himself that merits a worthiness to the message of the gospel. Not one. Because the message of the gospel is God's testimony in front of not just people, but principalities and powers saying, here's my compassion, here's my wisdom, here's my gift, and I grant this unto man. No man is worthy of that gift. No man proclaiming that gift is worthy of that gift. Not going to happen. You will never be, nor will you ever attain to the level of God's capacity of his most fabulous message ever in all of existence. You think you're going to be that good? Really? You think you're going to be Jesus-level good? Perfectly walking? Perfectly sinless? All the time? You better get this straight. And this has a lot to do with pride and arrogance and foolishness. The gospel is a gospel of grace. By definition, you can't walk it in a deserved manner. In the sense that you can't earn it. You receive it and can walk it out in your lives, but you don't put in your different money amounts and say, there, I've done enough and I've purchased it. This is coming from the blood of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of him who alone was sinless and who alone represents humanity and divinity, being born of the Holy Spirit and being born of Mary. And nobody else can bridge that gap except somebody that is God and man. And there he is. Jesus did it. But then, because he didn't sin, he should never have died. That's a problem. So that's the judicial element. But here's what I want you to get. The message of the gospel is, has been, and always will be better than you. Period. And the moment somebody starts going, well, no, wait, Dave, are you trying to say that that's justification for some of our leaders to have done? No. Nope. Leaders who fall or leaders who have a hard time and need to step down, need to step down. They need to take another path or go another direction or start going through a healing process or a restoration process. Of course. But it doesn't invalidate everything they've done because they're not as good as the message they're encouraging. It's not never going to happen. It's never going to be true. Can I just give you the most simplistic answer? This is only in human terms, not in divine terms, only in human terms. Your dad was never such a perfect dad that you ought to be a perfect child. But he didn't stop being your dad. You can't. What? Well, that was a really crummy thing to do, Dad. Yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. Therefore, you're no longer my dad. I take your title away. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. The first 17 and a half years I raised you count. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that's a good point. See, some of that stuff we got to break from because it's like legalistic. It's very law-oriented, very Pharisaical and Sadduceical in its thought process. It's like, get out of here. That message is so far beyond humanity, it's incredible. That's why the majority of humanity can't even receive it. Listen, you'll never be as good as that gospel, but you can still have that gospel. You'll never be at that level, but you can still receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You'll never be as good as that message. No message, no messenger will ever be as good as the message of the gift of God, period. But you can still be blessed by it. And it can still be in your life, and you can still be active in it, and you can still walk hand in hand with God and watch as he teaches you more and more to be like Jesus. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back, and then we're going to deal with the Ezekiel portion where people are right there going, no, no, what about Ezekiel? I'm going to deal with that. I know what some of you are thinking. Give me a chance to get there as I give the New Testament perspective. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
You know, Tony, our listeners know that years ago, my wife and I made our plans at Singing Hills Memorial Park. It's something people don't want to deal with, you know, end of life. But it's great to get it just kind of out of the way, have the plan set so loved ones don't have to worry about it. Of course, Lord willing, we're planning on being around for a long time. But when you have the plans made, it does give you peace of mind, and that has intrinsic value. And there's more value now. You go out and visit Singing Hills. You have some new additions and some special opportunities.
That's right, Mark. If you mention this ad, anything in the cemetery by way of traditional burial, cremation burial, anything, if you mention this ad, we will go ahead and offer you a special finance.
That's right. And that is a special opportunity now for a limited time. So call Tony. Talk to his team at Singing Hills Memorial Park, 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
Is 2017 going to be a better year for you? It certainly could be with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month, right? What would you do differently, knowing you had more money coming in? Wouldn't you feel a bit more secure about your life, your family, and your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality by investing and trading in the market? And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Text the word INVEST to my friends at Online Trading Academy at 57682. They want to give you a free mini tablet preloaded with the Wall Street Insider's Kit that has videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free when you attend their next class. Hurry, while supplies last. You must be 21 or older. Text the word INVEST to 57682 to get your free preloaded tablet with the Wall Street Insider's Kit. Text INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates may apply.
The sound of all the doors in your car locking shut. It can be kind of comforting, unless you're a car thief and it wasn't you who pushed the lock button. You see, when police in Seattle were called about a stolen BMW, they called BMW, which used a service on the car to remotely locate it and lock its doors. The suspected car thief was trapped. Sure, he was trapped in a luxury car, but he was still trapped. If you haven't been set free by Jesus Christ, you're like that thief, trapped by your sins. But Jesus, the Son of God, wants to forgive you of your sins and set you free. The Bible says if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He paid the price for that freedom by dying on a cross because He loves you. You can learn more about surrendering your life to Jesus and letting Him set you free at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Hope you've been enjoying this lesson. We've been really kind of diving into maybe the recognition that there's a lot of grace that we're active in as Christians, and there are other people that are around us that are also active in that grace, and from time to time, they, and most likely you, will fall from time to time. It is an element that takes place quite a bit. We're going to kind of close this out because I wanted to make a distinction between the level of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and all human messengers. There is not a man or a woman outside of Jesus Christ, the only one, by the way, worthy enough to receive the scroll, according to Revelation, that can match the level of the message and match the declarations of God. Only Jesus Christ. Nobody is as good as the gospel of grace. Just the word grace makes that apparent. In the Old Testament, there's a few more challenges in the context of Ezekiel talks about the fact that, you know, you've got to, you know, make certain proclamations, and if you don't, you can be held guilty, and there's a different kind of approach to it. And there's nothing wrong with that, and there's nothing bizarre with that, and there's nothing contradictory about that. Simply, all of the old covenant requirements were demonstrated and completely laid out before us and gave us an understanding that we could not reach them independent of God's help, which is why grace is that great message. But in the Old Testament, there's this mentality that if you do righteous, and then you do unrighteous, your righteous will be removed. That's how Ezekiel talks about it. Now, it is in the context of a prophet, and I don't mind going down that road. But I want you to understand that in the New Testament, the key is it doesn't operate that way. See, there's Old Covenant and New Covenant. See, now watch this. Ready? Old, new. Ready? Old, new. Right? Right. Old taco, new taco. Old disgusting taco that doesn't have anything in it except for worms? New taco that's completely fresh and ready to eat. I mean, come on. This is not genius. But in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 and 11, it says this, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. The Lord's merciful covenant in the New Testament times tells us that he is telling you he's not going to forget what you did. And now it does matter, and it all is connected, and we need to see it maybe more clearly. And to utilize an example, again, that you and I may appreciate, the Apostle Peter is a fantastic example. I got another one that's going to blow your mind. But he's a fantastic example because he was with Jesus day in and out, doing miracles. Preaching, teaching, casting out demons, and then he denied Jesus, but Jesus restored him. When he blew it, it wasn't the end of ministry for Peter. What you and I need to know as we're following leadership is simply this, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. You're welcome to have leadership in your life and to follow that leadership as long as that leadership reflects Jesus Christ based on the declaration of God's truth. That's not hard. A person stops looking like Jesus, it's like, time to take a left turn. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you need to do. But here's what I want you to get. James 2:13 says, mercy triumphs over judgment. See, you and I, we're so quick to judge until it comes to us being judged, and then we want mercy, right? Watch this. Oh, this is so cool. Watch this. Ready? Ready? I want you to think of a New Testament person who was following in the faith and then gave up. And then, after he gave up, became one of the most powerful evangelists of all humankind. Ready? Mark. John Mark wrote the second gospel. Guess what happened with John Mark, Barnabas' cousin? When he was hanging out with Paul and Barnabas, he quit. He gave up. He said, I'm going back to the world. I'm going to go back and open up a Dairy Queen. I'm done. And he quit. He was done. Guess what happened? He came back and he worked with Peter, and Peter worked with him. And as biblical exegesis would tell you, he helped write the Gospel of Mark. And how many people from that dude given up to right now have read the Gospel of Mark and have become Christians because Mark came back and persevered, and he's one of the four authors of the Gospels, and he, even though he gave up and then he came back, was so used by God that the Gospel of Mark is thought to be at the core of some of the other synoptic Gospels. That's how powerful God is. Takes a guy that's like, I'm in. Yeah, I'm traveling with everybody, with my cuz. All good. Yeah, it's good. I'm out of here. I'm going to do a Dairy Queen. I'll see you later. I missed the dance. I'm out. Comes back, acknowledged by Paul, works with Peter, and writes the Gospel of Mark and changes millions and millions of lives. That's how cool God is. The message, my friends, is so much better than the messengers, which is why God takes somebody like Mark, who bailed, and brings him back in, and then has him write one of the Gospels. It's like, wow. That guy's writing led millions of people to Christ. Imagine if nobody took him under the wing and said, come back. Let's work together on this stuff. What a difference. Yes? I think at this point we would agree
mercy triumphs over judgment. Yeah? Yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise 1210 AM KPRZ.